When you are 65 years old, how old is your girlfriend? Mm. If you're cool.
Oh, if you're cool?
Yeah.
And you're 65?
Right. Like, look who just joined us. I'm 40. I'll be 44. My wife is 36, 37.
Right.
That's a good, for me, like, that my cool to hot wife ratio is perfect. You know, I'm only about a 6-year difference. And that makes sense.
Yeah, but if you're like 65 and you're rich or you're super famous or whatever, you should be with a 37.
If I score a TV deal and I now become worth tens of millions of dollars,
yeah,
I need to get a new wife.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes, ladies. Don't be mad at us. But if I'm going to be on TV, which means TV sexies you up a little, they make you go, they get you like a trainer and they do your hair and they make you look cool, you know? So then my wife would have to be somewhere like right at 30, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right around there.
Yeah. Richard Gere is 65 years old. His new girlfriend is how old?
Well, Richard Gere, a sex symbol.
Was you know he what I mean?
Oh, yeah, sure.
American but, you Gigolo. Know, Mick Jagger was a sex symbol, too, and now he just looks like a wrinkled old. He looks like balls now.
I never
Mick Jagger looks just like balls. If you look at his face, he looks just like balls.
I never saw the first one, but I guess there's a second one, the best hotel and something whatever.
Yes, there is. He in the second one?
He's in the second one, and I know that because I saw a commercial and they do like a dance line and he's dancing and I go, oh no, that's not good.
I tried to watch 5 minutes of the first one and I was like, I'm out. Man, yeah. I like dumb movies too. I'm the one who saw the sing along Mamma Mia in the movie theater. So right. don't put dancing and singing.
So Richard Gere, 65, he just got married.
65 years old. He's got a girlfriend, a new girlfriend.
Oh, he's got a new girlfriend.
He's got white hair. He's short. I mean, he's not now what Richard Gere was certainly in the 80s or the 90s.
Right. Yeah, but he looks good still.
Oh yeah. But I'm just like, listen, 65 is not 50. And when he was in American Gigolo, and he was in his 20s or 30s, hot. Then he went into that phase in his 50s where he was like, he became all the movie roles he had. He was like a top executive, and he was you know, an art dealer.
What was he in Pretty Woman? How old? 40 maybe?
Probably older. Probably would say in his late 40s.
Yeah,
like maybe even 50 at that point.
I'm going to say his new girlfriend is 27 years old.
Would be acceptable, but she's a little bit older. She's 32 years old, and her name is Alejandra Silva, which makes her hotter.
Mm-hmm.
And she is on a beach with him, and she's on her knees, leaning over to kiss him, wearing a white bikini, and she looks fantastic in it. He is sitting down, and he is pasty, pasty white, as is his hair, and he's holding his hands up as if she's saying to him, let us go run on the beach. And he's like, I'm 65. I don't like to run anymore. That's what the conversation looks like that they're having there. Good for him, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pictures of the two of them. I mean, her face is okay, or her body's pretty hot. And I think that's I think that's acceptable. 65 Richard Gere years to 32 of supermodel years.
Because you have a few factors. You have Richard Gere, okay, he's 65. But then you take off age because he's famous.
Right.
You take off age because at one point he was sex symbol, I believe, people's sexiest man alive at one point.
Yeah. Probably. And I think maybe even more than once.
Right. Also, millions of dollars.
Right.
You know, and longevity in Hollywood.
Still making movies.
Yeah. So, I mean, that puts him where he could be banging 18. Like, a girl could literally go, happy birthday, 18, bang, Richard Gere bangs her.
That's true.
Don't you think girls get grossed out by banging older guys, though? Like, is there any way she's, I mean, he's
Richard Gere.
It depends on how high the money is next to them. You know what I mean?
I would think, like, if I were to start making out with, like, a hot girl, or, like, a rich girl, but she had, like, a
you're a
belly,
rich girl,
and like
really ugly.
Saggy skin, thick thighs. I don't think I could do it.
Remember when Eddie Murphy had to bang Eartha Kitt in that one movie? Remember that when he's the movie with Holly? He also bangs Holly Berry and
Boomerang.
Yeah, he has to bang Eartha Kitt. I'd bang Eartha
Kitt.
But
that's the thing, Rob. Rob. So they have a chick that's like, you're like kind of, I don't know about that. But then she's like, oh, did you need a new car? Okay, we'll go and buy you a new car, Rob.
Yeah.
And
I guess I could.
Like who, let's think, like who would be, like where would you draw the line?
Like, okay, so Rosie O'Donnell. She's rich. She'll buy you anything you want. Could you go through with the act with her?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not turned off by Rosie O'Donnell. I feel like sexually, I'm not particularly attracted to her, nor do I think she would be attracted to me. But if for some reason, I think Rosie O'Donnell and I would be friends if she was here. Like, oh, I do. I think we would be like the kind of guy friend, girlfriends that just don't agree on anything, but we're like, hey, that guy, she'd look at me and go, you're such an a-hole, but for some reason, I like you. You know what I mean? It'd be one of those relationships.
Okay, but then she's like, hey, you need new rims for that Porsche out there. You got to take a trip south of the border. Could you do it?
Nah, I'm not.
Get down there, cutie patootie.
It sounds just like that, too.
But wait a second. When I was single, like when I lived with Pete and we were at our most desperate times.
He actually banged Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah.
No, I chose Pete. In those days, I think that I probably would have done a lot worse than that. I mean, I was just a dirty whore back then. Yeah. And if it meant that I was going to get gifts for it, I would have been all over it.
Yeah, but now you've tasted the good meat. Like, you went from eating Taco Bell to having Taco Bell.
I was getting the good meat, but the problem was that I had I had a girlfriend in high school, had a girlfriend in college, and then all of a sudden I was in radio. And then I used to be like, who gets to bang Mons Venus strippers and Hooters girls? And then all of a sudden I was banging Mons Venus strippers and Hooters girls. So I'm like, okay, so what else is out there, you know? And I started raining, and then I'm like, I want to do everything that you ever fantasize about. And that, if that means a black chick, Chinese chick, old lady, I'm doing it all. I did it all.
I
sound like I'm a champion.
Good for you. Yeah, I
gotta be honest with you. The quality was very low on all of those. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, as far as like you can go to a crazy buffet and have every type of meat and also eat roaches and get botulism when you leave. So don't make it sound like I'm bragging. I just want to say I probably have sexual botulism is what I'm telling you. Anyway, so how are we talking about
Richard
this?
Gere.
Richard Gere, yeah.
He's young.
I have to say that it is equally disgusting to bang an old man than it would be to bang an old woman.
No way.
Yeah, because, you know, Richard Gere's got, no matter how sexy his head is, he's got old balls.
I guess you're right.
And old ladies got I don't want to go down on an old lady and hear crackling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear dry skin, and I don't want to hear something that sounds like I just broke the seal on a fresh, fresh new bag of potato chips.
Psst. Yeah, you also don't want to have, like, vitamin smell.
Geritol.
She just got done taking Geritol.
Like, I imagine the texture would be a lot like sandpaper, just rough and not enjoyable.
Some fat, aggressive girl in Disney World. Oh, it was raining outside and everybody was running.
Is there any other kind?
Oh, there's a fat, shy girl. Everybody was running into stores to get out of the rain. I had already been in the store trying to buy water.
You hit under her.
She was fat and aggressive, and she pushed me out of the way with her meat of an arm, and she was all wet.
Mm.
And I looked at her, and she kind of looked at me like it was my fault, and I go, you feel like a dolphin. And I just walked away from her. I swear over my kids, I said to her, I go, you felt like a dolphin. And I just walked. That's what she felt like. I felt like if I went back, I could scratch her skin, you know?
That's a good comeback. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I was so mad.
I heard a good comeback the other day. I was watching Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
Which it's the same every time. I yell at you. And then, all right, you did good. But he went in this club, and it was a sports bar, but it was a whole black crew that was in there.
Right.
And the owner had five different managers. It was ridiculous. But anyways, this one chick kept on showing up drunk, the bartender, and she had like one of those things where the piercing.
Lip piercing, yeah.
Yeah, but it was through her chin.
Yeah.
And they would tell her to do stuff, and she'd just stand there, not do anything, whatever. So then the owner is like, you know, John Taffer's like, you got to step up. You got to, he goes, all right, that's it. You're fired. Mm-hmm. I got to let you go. And she just stopped and looked at him, and she goes, kill yourself. I was like, wow. Oh, that jumped. Like, that's
very bold.
Maybe like, screw you, or you're a jerk. Kill yourself. All right.
Hilarious. All right, we got a good show today.
If she would have said, you feel like a dolphin, that would have been great.
I just naturally felt that. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Carmen, who is the sexiest, oldest guy that you know?
To me or, like, in person?
In person. Like is there somebody, I doubt in this building, but is there somebody that you know that's older that you're still like, yeah, he's still sexy, though?
Not off the top of my head. Not that someone I can, like, think of.
What about celebrity-wise? Like, who's a celebrity that you go, yeah, he's older but hot?
I'd have to see pictures, to be honest. I'm not really in the game of old men right now.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, you know, you were saying about Dustin looked like Tom Cruise, whatever. Tom Cruise is an old man to her.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, but I don't
think
Tom Cruise
is an old man to me.
I don't think Tom Cruise is.
No, I know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like I said, I just have to see pictures.
Clooney's an old man.
Clooney's hot.
No, but I'm talking about that look like an old man.
Yeah.
But like that look like an old man.
Like Ernest Borgnine old.
No.
Oh, okay. That's good. I'm ridiculous.
What's Mr. Big's name?
Yeah, Chris Noth.
Yeah, I think he's very attractive.
Okay, and he's got to be in his late 50s, right?
Yeah. I would imagine,
60s, yeah.
What about Roger from Mad Men?
He's all white-haired.
Yeah, he looks older, even though he probably isn't old. Yeah,
Silver Fox him.
Chris Noth is 60.
No.
Wow. Yeah,
he looks good still.
Yeah, I think he's sexy. No, Roger, no. I don't know.
What about Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World? Is that too old?
He's way too old.
That's Kit.
That's Kit, that's right.
Not Grandpa.
Hello, Carmen.
I don't know. I'm too old now to think of an old lady. Like, I'm too close to everybody's age.
Yeah, all the old ladies that you know are
dead
now.
That'd be 80 now, yeah, for me. There was a lady across the hall from me when I lived with Pete, and she took care of her mother. Her mother had to be like 90, so she had to be like 60. And every time I'd come home, she'd find a reason to come out and talk to me. And Pete's like, "You're totally going to bang the old lady across the hall." And I was like, "No, no, no." Next thing you know, she's in my living room with a sex book.
Oh, my God.
I have this book I want to show you. And I'm like, what is this? A book? I'm like, what are you reading this? There's not even stencil pictures in here.
I know she's not that much older, but she is older. And I was watching The Wrestler the other day. Marissa Tomei is 50.
No, that doesn't count, though. That doesn't count for you. You're 44.
I'm 43.
You're 44.
I'm not 44.
Oh, man.
No, first of all, no. That doesn't count for you. They gotta be at least
60,
at least 15 years older than you.
All right. It's like a Helen Mirren.
Oh God, I put in hot older ladies and I got granny porn. I guess actresses is what I wanted to go for. Let me see. Yeah, Helen Mirren is the one that I keep thinking of.
Yeah,
but
she's
I don't,
a go-to.
Nah, I mean, like, just she just got big cans for old broad, you know.
There was this old woman that used to work in the doctor's office that I would go to when I was a kid, and she had to be like 60 when I was 17, and I totally wanted to have sex with her. But
yeah, when you're 17, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, but she was like Helen Mirren, since she wasn't attractive, she just had really big boobs and always had them like in her brassiere, and that to me was like the hottest thing in the world back then.
Yeah, I would like to go back now. They might be gross looking because I haven't seen them, but I would love to go back and have sex with one of my high school teachers now. Like, she could be in her early 60s, late 50s, and I think I'd be totally okay with it because I had some hot teachers.
I didn't.
That holds up well over years.
I didn't, and I can't relate to that. I find Meryl Streep to be very attractive.
Yeah.
She's got to be in her late 60s, right?
Who is the girl from Romancing the Stone? She's not hot anymore.
No. Her fake accent. What is her name?
I can't remember.
Catherine Turner.
Yes.
Kathleen Turner.
Has anyone ever found Susan Sarandon hot? Because I look at her and I just want to vomit in my mouth.
Yeah, well,
I
know
what that is.
Bull Durham days, yeah.
Bull Durham when she was slutty.
Just her eyes look like an alien, that gross red hair. Oh, it looks like Ronald McDonald as an actor.
Kathleen Turner was never hot.
Really?
This is a bad list, man.
Mary Louise Parker's 51.
Oh,
you remember her?
I love her.
She's so sexy.
I love
but she's
her.
not old enough. Yeah.
This is a terrible list. I put in hot women celebrities over 50, and they have Katie Couric, Ellen DeGeneres,
You didn't put hot in there, did you?
Yeah, I did. I put hot.
I would do Katie. Katie Kirk's still hot.
Yeah, Katie Kirk.
Who was the other one? That was the first one. That was, Jodie Foster. Yeah. Some of those I don't think are going to like you back there, guys.
That's not a dating website. You just put in that I could potentially bang. Jane Fonda, perfect example. Would you bang Jane Fonda?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. 70 years old.
Did you see her in This Is Where I Leave You with Jason Bateman and... And Tina Fey.
No, was she hot? Yeah.
She's got giant
cans
now,
movie.
Too. Yeah.
I know Wedding Crashers was...
Oh, Jane Seymour. Oh,
yeah. 11 years old, but she was so sexy in that. Just coming off so total sexual.
She still looks great. She's 64.
What did you just say about 11 years old?
That was 11
Wedding
years
Crashers.
Ago.
Yeah, it was released in 2004.
Oh, I thought you said you were 11 years old.
No.
I was like, God damn, how old am I?
Mentally, yes, but not physically.
What about Raquel Welch?
Oh, yeah. She's always hot. I'm looking at Jane Fonda right now, and I fear that Jane Fonda would be hideous up close.
Probably.
She puts herself together. Like Mary Tyler Moore. Do you remember my one story with Mary Tyler Moore? Her where eyes I ran leak. Into her face to face.
Yeah.
And she was she stared at me like as a, like a scared deer. And she was disgusting up close.
What year is it where girls just, because like Jillian Barbary, for instance, super hot. Do you remember her from the Fox News and everything? Very beautiful girl.
Yes.
And then about a year ago, I started noticing completely fell off. I just think she's got chubby arms now. Is there an age where it just, it goes, you can still be attractive, but you lose that super sexy
you
hot
quit
look.
Because you either got married or you realize I'm never going to be in Playboy again. Mm. Let me eat a sandwich. That's yeah. what they get. I'm not going to get fat, but I'm going to get fat arms. That's yeah. what they get.
Going to
yeah.
be dead in 10 years. Right. Let me enjoy something. Oh, wow. Again.
Some Jack- women quit when they have kids. Some women quit when they've given up on their dreams.
Jacqueline Smith, 67.
All of Charlie's Angels is still beautiful.
67.
Farrah Fawcett's been dead for 5 years. She's still hot.
Cher, 67. And Cher still looks decent. I mean, I know she's had a lot of plastic surgery and stuff. But
Jillian Barbary, I have to tell you, if you said to me, you can have sex with her, or you can kick her in the throat, I'd really have to think about what I'd rather.
Yeah, me too. That's weird. Wow.
I hate her. I hate her, and I think that I would give her a football kick to the throat.
I'm a huge Howard fan, so hearing her all the time on Howard, I'm like, oh, she's a cool chick, but then it gets annoying. It's yeah. over the top, and then I
like
go.
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Jenny McCarthy. All right. Jillian Barbary, I would probably do stuff too, but Jenny McCarthy, I would rather curb stomp than do anything with her.
Oh, yeah. That's insane.
If they said Jenny McCarthy will just do stuff to you, or you could curb stomp her, I'd curb stomp her.
What? Hate is
her.
She just as going to do stuff to you?
Hate her. Wow. She grosses me out.
I have a you know, beautiful women celebrities over 60, and there are some on here: Jacqueline Smith, Susan Lucci,
yeah,
66,
yeah, Susan
Lucci
is gorgeous.
Then they throw in a young George Washington, Glenn Close.
No. 66.
Come on. What are you putting her
she
in
She wasn't
there?
Even
Don't
sexy in the movie with Michael Douglas.
Sigourney Weaver?
Sometimes. Sigourney Weaver in the movie where they played the fake Star Trek, she was really hot.
Yeah, oh, she was yeah. also she was also hot in the one where her and Jennifer Love Hewitt worked
yes.
together
yes.
and they're con artist.
Right, but for the most part, she just looks like a big lesbian.
Yeah, even when she was young, like in Ghostbusters, I never found her attractive.
No,
one
Ghostbusters,
of those,
she didn't look good.
I think it's a hair. Maybe I just don't like red hair.
Look at Galaxy Quest. She was hot
yeah.
in Galaxy Quest.
She's got no butt, though, and I don't like that.
Jacqueline Bisset.
Yes.
69 years yes. old. Nobody's,
yeah,
nobody's mad at her.
All those broads. It's good for you, Richard Gere. Look what you sparked today.
Yeah.
Hot old broad conversation, so, right out of the gate.
I know. I don't want to make it too gay too early, but the gerbil story, that's not true, correct?
Of course
regarding
not.
Richard Gere?
Of course not, but they did pump 8 gallons of semen out of Rob Stewart's
yeah.
stomach. No, that's another thing.
Is that
it was
true?
It was
no.
Mick Jagger's.
Oh, okay.
No, that was David Bowie.
Well, in all, you know, when I was a kid, it was Rod Stewart, and it's all fake, so
right.
you know, I mean, none of it's
so
true.
Many gallons.
The gerbil thing might be true because it's too many people talk about it. No,
that's the thing. Here's the thing: like, that's the only thing I've ever known. Richard Gere put a gerbil somewhere when he was younger.
That is not true, and I wonder, has anybody asked him about that? Like, does that come? How does Barbara Walters not sit down and go?
There's a story.
I think I remember seeing or reading something that somebody started that about him.
Yeah,
like somebody had started that, but they knew like who it was, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I totally started that."
Awesome.
About Richard Gere.
Like the Mick Jagger, David Bowie having sex with each other story. Do you remember who that was?
Who started that?
Yeah.
No,
that was Bowie's ex-wife. She came home and they were in bed together, and she told everybody that she caught them having sex. They were in the house doing recording, and they were up all night, and they both crashed, and they crashed in the same bed, but on the opposite sides of the bed, and she was just a bitter ex-wife, and she told everybody they were back. Oh,
they were still doing
it. They might have been back.
Yeah.
But you want so badly to believe that.
You're Mick Jagger or David Bowie, you have enough beds to go around. You can sleep in separate beds, guys.
Actually, I don't think it was a bed. I think it was something in the studio, like a couch in the studio or
they're
something.
Just laying on a couch head to head.
You're so comfortable.
Judith Light is 64. I would bang. Oh, I would bang her just so I could go, Angela.
She looks like a wolf lady to me. I bet you she's got a beard now.
Ooh.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Corner?
Mm-mm.
Huh?
Not that I was waiting for you to defend sexy ladies with beards.
Well, it's kind of hard to defend them. I mean, I'm all about waxing them off.
Yeah?
So, yeah, just get rid of them.
So when you wax it, it comes back?
You want to wax me off, too?
Carmen, no. I have a question for you.
Okay.
What if you go to Ideal Image?
I've tried that before.
Oh, they were like, too much.
No.
We don't have a laser strong enough.
They were like, every full moon, it comes back. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Good morning,
sorry.
Yeah, right? No, actually, my hair is too blonde, so it wasn't able to work on it. But they have got new lasers now, and they say they work. But to be honest, it is kind of like one of those things, like, you can't go in the sun, you can't wax it, you have to shave it.
Oh,
yeah. And, like, when you're doing it on your other body parts, it's not a big deal. But when you're doing it on a face, and you have to shave your face as a woman, it's just not.
Well, I gotta tell you, if I came out of the shower... And you were naked, like if you just had a towel on and then the shaving cream mustache, I'd be like, or beard, you know?
Yeah.
Just shaving cream, that'd be kind of sexy.
No.
I look at you, I go, it was shaving cream, and you were like, hi, baby. Like,
no, that's a lie.
You get out of the shower, and she's like that, and she goes, what's up, bro?
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's not sexy if I wake up in the middle of the night to get a glass of water, and I notice you're not there. And I'm like, where did she go? And I look out, and I hear, then I get nervous.
I never have not a wolf.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.